Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We caught up with the Hornchurch goalkeeper, Joe Wright. Joe was the guy who was offered the use of the chairman's Maserati after he took them to the FA Trophy final, or the finals tomorrow. And we just caught up with Joe ahead of the game and found out whether the chairman had stuck to his side of the bargain. We had a bit of a chat about various things, and we were joined by Martin Kellner, weren't we?
And we had some good TV formats for an Australian rules player that both of us had never heard of.
No, no, it was a new one on us, and you brought us those, so we thank you for those. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon, Paul, and what a week of
You're feeling the nerves. I mean, Natalie's feeling the nerves. I mean, are you feeling like it's job done now after Tuesday?
Joking.
No?
We were discussing with Natalie the joys of watching your own team. I just feel sick the whole time watching. In fact, it's funny, when you're there, like Saturday, when I was at Wembley, you feel it's different. You're more engaged with it, and so therefore you feel less ill. But when you watch it on telly, it's too nerve-wracking.
Is it better for you? I mean, Tottenham has spent many years being absolutely mediocre, and like we were never in the shake-up for Europe. So, you know, just another year of finishing anything between 8th and 14th, was you never had any pressure. But, I mean, to be honest, the way things are going, it's only a matter of time before we're back there. But
it is interesting to see who finishes in the Euro Conference place.
Yeah, that's who wants the
no one wants
the conference play. But, I mean, apart from Ruben Kazan, did you see
Ruben Kazan? Of course, that's for teams like that. That's what it's there for.
Okay.
You know, I can't imagine the English team not winning it. They're going to be the strongest team in it. I mean, the way our league is, the team that finishes seventh here is going to be.
And the prize at the end
strong.
Of it is a place in the Europa League.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Thanks ever so much.
That's rubbish,
right. It's like winning the duster in double your money. There's one for the teenagers.
It really is. But it's just not worth it. But it was interesting on Tuesday night. I mean, it was so tense. And Chelsea, 3 disallowed goals in a way. Werner, he's offside so much. He should have his own flag.
What would it be? Like a German flag?
Oh, for goodness sake.
I used to love that about Jermaine Defoe. When you've got a player that's constantly... I mean, they play on the shoulder. They say they play on the...
They play on the red line, the VAR's red line.
If anybody's got time on their hands and can get... They should look at every time Jermaine Defoe has been flagged offside and see how many times he was onside. He's probably been...
He could actually finish, though, when he was onside. He didn't...
He was.
He could punch it in instead of heading it.
That's right, but... You know,
brilliant,
big offside calls to be refereed, re-refereed. Well, what's the point? Right.
And a lot of snobbery about the Rooney's house that they've done. I think it sounds fantastic. I don't know if they do weekend packages. I'd have to go and stay there.
I don't think they need to do Airbnb.
They've got everything. It's like a hotel. They've got a jacuzzi, swimming pool, plunge pool, steam room, cinema.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's better than a hotel, really. It's fantastic.
It is. I mean, I think that some are very unkind about it. They say it looks like a Morrison supermarket.
Yeah,
blimey, which one?
That's what I mean. There's a lot of snobbery because basically what it is, working class lad... makes good and then, you know, betters himself with a fabulous place and people don't like it. I think it's unfair. It sounds really nice.
It would be great. Maybe just once a year for a Derby fan, they have like a lottery. You buy a season ticket. I mean, I'm not putting ideas into his
head. That's a good idea.
And then the family will move out for a weekend. and the Derby fan gets they yeah, can stay at the Rooney's mini Versailles mansion and just they can use they've got an ultra secure tunnel. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Very good idea, a little panic tunnel.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea.
Anyway,
they're very wealthy, but of course they're not billionaires. And the new billionaires list came out this week.
Oh, okay.
And one of the new names on the list is William Bollinger. I don't know what he used to celebrate with.
Yeah, it's difficult. He had a bottle of Veuve Clicquot, I guess. Is he from the Bollinger family?
He must be, mustn't he?
Do you think so? Or is it just a coincidence? Well,
unless he's related to Doug Bollinger, the former Aussie left armer.
Yeah. That'll be it.
Great if he was.
That'll be it. Now, talking of Aussies, yeah, look. Yeah. We take it he's Aussie. He plays Australian rules. We were just doing the clips of the week. And
I know, you spotted
We had the Aussie rules up on the telly. And I just noticed they were getting very excited about a guy called Hugh McLuggage.
Yeah.
There's no other way of putting it. M small c capital U double G. I'm sure he probably calls himself McLuggage.
McLuggage or McLuggage. McLuggage.
Hugh McLuggage. But
Hugh McLuggage.
He is Hugh McLuggage, as far as I'm. That's basically tartan luggage. So we are looking at some TV formats.
I've got some.
Okay, good,
Hugh McLuggage Rack. That's where Hugh looks at instruments of medieval torture.
Okay, well, that's interesting. That'd be on Discovery, wouldn't it? I would imagine. Yeah.
Hugh McLuggage Carousel.
So that's when they put on him and other Aussie rules players all get together, plays for the Brisbane Lions, and they put on the show, of course, the musical that features the cop anthem You'll Never Walk Alone.
And I've got for my final one, Hugh McLuggage Tags. That's where Hugh shows you his collection of fabulous Swiss watches.
Oh, I guess nice. Or it could be like a game of it, a global game of it played around
that's
the world
or
across Australia.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Andy Goldstein's been listening as well, and he says McLuggage Lost. This is a programme for, what's his name? Hugh McLuggage.
Hugh McLuggage, the Brisbane Lions Aussie rules player,
McLuggage lost. Hugh's placed in a foreign country, has no idea where he is, and has to get back to London in 24 hours.
Well, see, Wes has gone the other, he's gone with lost McLuggage. Hugh is dropped into the wilderness and has to orienteer his way home. Oh, lost McLuggage, where Hugh is left in the outback and has to find out where he is using dusty bin 321 style clues, says Michael Ney, lives down with the kids.
That's good.
That was Wes ago is the other one. We've got to excess McLuggage. Hugh spends the weekend blowing money on wine, says Mark Fillmore.
That's good.
Hugh McLuggage under the seat in front, a low rent version of Deal or No Deal, if that's possible, set in the shell of an aircraft where a punter picks passengers at random to see if Hugh is under the seat in front, says John from Upminster. John, you know what? I've watched that.
That's quite good.
I've watched worse. Hugh McLuggage.
You probably have on Harry.
Yeah, probably have. Hugh McLuggage allowance. Hugh monitors. Teenage pocket money levels in different households.
That's good.
Says Matt in Oxton. This is all, I don't know if Hugh's unlikely to be listening, but if he is, then this is some good TV formats for you. Keep them coming.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
You may recall a little while ago, we spoke to the Horn Church goalkeeper, Joe Wright, and he had helped get his side to the FA Trophy final at Wembley. Mm. It's happening tomorrow, along with the Vars. Another double header, and the prize.
Is that the third final of this competition this season? Yeah,
I do feel for the clubs that won it about 3 weeks ago. They haven't really had a chance to enjoy it yet. But Joe was the chairman at Hornchurch, said, you know, we get the final, and you can use my 180 grand car, my four-wheel drive Lamborghini.
Nice.
Well, he did, so he had use of the car. And we last left Joe... having a night, he said he was going to have a night out with Mrs. Go and get a takeaway uptown. And of course, the chairman was worried he was going to get sort of biryani juice all over the leather seats. So, on the eve of the final, we thought we'd check in with him again. And Joe Wright, the Hornchurch keeper, joins us. Good afternoon, Joe.
Afternoon, gents. How are we doing?
Yeah, we're good. So, did you have your weekend in the chairman's car?
Do you know what? I haven't yet. I've been putting it off. I'm waiting for all the excitement to die down first. But he has been on to me about when do I want it, so he's sticking to his word. To
right.
Be fair to him.
So if I'm not saying this will happen, but I mean if one went through your legs tomorrow, he's not going to withdraw the offer, is he?
Oh well, let's hope that don't happen. But I'm trying to work in keeping it if we get a good result. Eh?
Yeah, well that was the next stage. You know, you've
keeping
you could say
it.
That. Yeah,
it would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Have you played at Wembley before?
No, I haven't. No, not at all. First time.
Exciting.
Yeah, big experience, once in a lifetime, I reckon, especially for us.
You're going to have some fans in, aren't you? How many can
you
get in?
Yeah, so I think there's 10,000 split between the two games. I think we've got 6,000 allocated, split between us and Hereford. So, yeah, it'd be good to finally get some fans back into the stadium. Be good.
Yeah, it makes a difference. Even I mean, I was at Wembley last Saturday, and even though it was only... Was it 20,000? Still was 20,000.
Yeah.
Still was a great atmosphere. So, yeah, you'll appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it'd be nice for the fans of the club as well who have been unable to watch us up to now to actually get in and see the boys, because it is, especially for us, we've gone against the odds to get this far. It'd be nice to have them back, a bit of support from them and a good day out for them.
How are you doing it? Is it hotel tonight or what's the story?
Yeah, so that's it. Well, I'm just at the club at the minute. We've all had our COVID tests and we're just about to get on the coach and head up to the hotel. Yeah, nice chill night together and then, ready for the big day tomorrow.
Fantastic. Have your paths crossed with Hereford before in cup competitions?
I think we've a few years back, yeah, but not me personally, but I think we have played them a couple of times in the past recently.
I mean, what's the feeling? They're sort of a bit higher up the food chain than you, aren't they? In terms of
they're a league above us. But I mean, it's no different. We've been the underdogs the whole way through the competition. We've just testament to the character we've got in the group. Really, we've just hung in where we've had to and just found a way to get a result. So I mean, yeah, we know it's a big ask, but. We're just trying not to let the occasion get the better of us and just put in another big performance, hopefully.
Joe, who's your team? Who do you support?
I'm a West Ham fan.
Oh, so you'll be looking forward to Sunday.
It'll be a great weekend for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, fingers crossed. We'll see. We'll see what happens on Saturday, but Sunday might be a bit of a write-off. But we'll see.
Will you watch the Vars? I mean, or not?
We'll probably be well in on our pre-match prep, really. So it'll be just sort of trying to play it like every other game, try and stick into a normal routine, which I know it's hard. And because obviously the kickoff's a bit later than usual than what we're used to. So everything, obviously, we've got to take all that into account. So, yeah, I reckon we'll doubt we'll watch it, but we're all just trying to keep ourselves calm and get ready for the game.
Well, good luck and
luck,
enjoy
really.
The game. And we will catch up with you again because we're desperate to know what happens when you borrow the motor and what you made of it. It'll almost be like a car show. You can tell us what you made of it all.
Don't worry. I'll make sure I'll do a full report on it. Don't worry about that.
Excellent. Brilliant. Cheers. All the best, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Wright there, the Hornchurch keeper. Binfield Warrington Rylands is the first game. That's 12:15. That's on BT Sport 1. And then Hereford Hornchurch follows at 4:15 to see that game. So there we are. Best of luck, Joe. And if you're going to those games as fans, have a cracking day.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We're talking about Hugh McLuggage today, the Aussie Rules player from Brisbane. And Stephen has been in touch. He says, left McLuggage. A travel show around Scotland where Hugh is only allowed to get to his destinations by turning left. That would make it very long-winded, wouldn't it? A very long-winded trip, I would think, yeah.
Talking of former Wolves manager, see, Kenny Jackett's got the job at Orient.
He has.
Telling us, and Moose, as he always does, when there's a bit of news about anybody in the world of football, he's tweeted out a picture with him and Kenny Jackett. Only one of them is wearing a jacket. And it isn't Moose.
And it isn't the Moose. I don't think the Moose has ever worn. Unless they can buy a claret and blue jacket.
I don't think he's actually got a jacket. I've never seen. Have you ever seen the Moose in a suit?
Can't say the Moose in a suit.
Moose in a suit.
The Moose in a suit.
I can't say.
I don't think I have. I've seen any. I think it's the Moose. Anything that isn't kind of West Ham Mike Ashley livery. Really, it's that sort of. You know, it's very rarely. I tell you what we did see the other day. We saw the picture. Yeah. He tweeted a picture from the 2014 World Cup where we spent quite a lot of time in his company in Brazil.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of people bought Brazil shirts while they were there, in the country. He bought one on the beach, a kind of knockoff
terrible, that
one.
And cleavage.
It gave him a cleavage. Can you imagine such a thing? It's like working with Gina Lollobrigida, for goodness sake.
That's one for the team. There
is one for the team. Other cleavages are available, including the Moose's, unfortunately. Yeah, but it was a weird thing. It was kind of a low-cut football shirt. It wasn't nice.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
It's time then to look at a week of sport on TV in the company of squad number 9, the king of overnights, huge in Kuala Lumpur. He is Martin Kellner. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon to you, boys, and thank you for that very gracious intro.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure. Now, Manchester United fans are currently spoilt documentary-wise at the moment, aren't they?
Totally spoilt. I mean, next week is Manchester United week.
Yeah.
You may have seen the trailer already on Sky Documentaries, a programme called The United Way.
Yes.
Looks great fun, actually, as told by Eric Cantona in a very Cantonese style. Well, I say Cantonese.
Cantonese.
Yes.
I know you're big down that way, Martin. But
In a very Cantonese.
That's the word you're looking
very
for.
Cantonese.
I do like the idea of Eric doing it in Cantonese, though, because he's a bright boy.
Yeah, and of course, the cinema, very popular over there, and, it would be subtitled in their cinema. No, it's Eric Cantona, and as I say, when you hear him doing the voiceover on the trailers, it sort of brings back memories of the seagulls following the trawlers and all that. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of Eric Cantona in it. It's The United Way, as told by Eric Cantona, described as a journey into the heart and soul of a sporting dynasty.
Until the Glazers arrived.
Until the Glazers arrived, absolutely. But obviously, I mean, it's a fantastic story. We may be sort of over Manchester United next week because, as well as that, which is on Sky Documentaries, we have them returning to the cinema. There's a movie, a cinema documentary, Sir Alex Ferguson, Never Give In, which is made by his son, Jason Ferguson.
That had a lot of publicity, didn't it? Interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Loads of publicity. I mean, basically, the BBC ran, which it was basically a 20-minute plug for the movie. Dan Rowan sat down with Jason Ferguson and Sir Alex and talked through some of the key moments in the film, which do sound quite interesting in that they've got the recording of the 999 call when he was struck with a brain hemorrhage. And there's all that action. There's a lot. I mean, He is an interesting guy. There's no two ways about that. And also, there's stuff from Scotland when he was a toolmaker's apprentice in Scotland and supported, not quite led a strike, but was certainly involved in a strike against the bosses there. And, you know, that was a very formative period for him and everything in terms of, I suppose, sort of morale and all that and sticking together, et cetera, et cetera, which later what he created at Old Trafford.
Well, there's some very interesting stuff about the support he got from the kind of ex-player sort of legends hierarchy when it was going badly wrong at Manchester United, and they kept saying, "No, look, you'll be fine. You're doing all the right things. It's heading in the right direction." And he said he did get a lot of support from from the likes of Sir Bobby Charlton and others who felt that, you know, it was going to happen from what they could see, and they were proved right, of course.
Yeah, and as that other documentary says, you know, it is a sporting dynasty, really, when you think of, you know, the Busby Babes and Busby and all that. I mean, obviously, you can get both sides, because in the Alex Ferguson movie, that's not really, apart from, you know, the aspect that you mentioned there, Paul, it's not really about the Busby Babes at all. But the other one, which is not at the pictures, the one that's on the TV, the one that's not on the TV, the United Way, that's, you know, that's the history, really. The one in the cinemas, which is interesting, the cinemas are opening up around our way next week, and they're showing it. Sir Alex Ferguson Never Give In.
Oh wow!
Which
it's on Amazon.
What, on in Leeds?
Leeds. I thought that's, you know, what could be more agreeable for the Leeds public than a panegyric to Sir Alex Ferguson? Yeah.
Talking of Leeds, I just wanted to mention: Do you ever watch Meet the Richardsons? Tour. Have you seen
it? I have seen it, yes.
Because there was a moment last week where I don't think it was Bielsa, but he goes to meet Marcelo Bielsa. I won't spoil it. If you haven't seen it, it's very, very funny, very amusing. And it looks like he's meeting Bielsa, but afterwards I had a look at it. I'm not sure whether it was him or not.
But, I watched that. I mean, Bielsa is, you know, in fairness to me, he's very approachable. But I'm not sure whether he's that approachable when it comes to a TV.
You don't see him wandering around Leeds with his little shopping bag and his tracksuit.
That was the thing. John tracked him down to the coffee shop where he goes all the time.
Have you caught sight of him, Martin? Do you ever pop in and have a chat, see if you can get him on overnight?
So, do you know what? I'll do it. He looks like a man who probably has difficulty sleeping. You know, he'll be planning for next season. Things will be turning over and over in his mind. I bet he'd be up. And of course, he's of an age to be maybe, going for a little.
Me gusta Martin's film club.
He might start joining in. I do Argentinian film club. That would be good.
Well, we have a Latin American correspondent who joins us every week from Mexico. Possibly.
Excellent.
Possibly.
Now, the other thing we're going to talk about, from what I see from Twitter, is you kind of remember where you were when you watched it. This is Once Were Lions, a rugby league documentary that I watched while I was having my plasma spun. I went off to give plasma a while back when this first came out. And I'm obviously just sitting on this thing for about 40 minutes. And they were the guys who made the film, were on the following day. So I just sat there at hospital somewhere watching this documentary and thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah, well, it's a marvellous thing you're doing, giving plasma as well. So
it wasn't good enough for the needs of the COVID patients. My plasma wasn't quite. It didn't have enough.
Given your plasma TV.
Didn't have enough antibodies in it, really, for the COVID sufferer. But I did. I tried, Martin. At least I did. And I got to watch a rugby league documentary as well.
You did. And it's great fun. Yeah. Did you enjoy the terribly politically incorrect jokes?
It was quite old school. I mean, it's quite surprising that a rugby league dressing room is full of bants, wasn't it, really?
Full of bants. Yeah. I liked the guy. I'm not going to tell any of the jokes, you'll be relieved to hear. But Chris Bubble Baron, he's called Bubble for reasons not entirely explained. But it's a guy called Chris Baron who doubles as the strength coach.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm the coach, strength coach, and also the director of Good Times. And you see him sort of kicking off the bants. The first joke he tells begins with the words Paddy and Murphy.
Oh,
so you think that's probably not one that we're going to treat H&J.
I love Jermaine McGilvray, and he features very heavily in it. He's fantastic. I mean, it is about the Lions going on the road touring. We won't give away too much, but back on the road, and it was kind of seen as possibly, if it didn't work out this tour, that would be the end of the Lions.
Indeed, because, you know, they're now players. I mean, in a way, it's ridiculous calling the Lions because there's no Scottish, Irish, Welsh players in there. So they now sort of... it was unusual to have a Lions tour, and that, I suppose, it had been sort of 11 years or something before, since the previous Rugby League Lions tour. But there's a great history to the Lions, and there was also a fair bit about sort of inclusivity in Rugby League, which they're very proud of, you know, with Sir Clive Sullivan. I think we've talked about that before. Mm. Well worth watching, and as you say, it's very old school. There was a scene of them sort of training on a wet night in Halifax, they said. So I thought, well, that's just any night in Halifax, basically. Yeah. I had visions of waiting for it to be pouring with rain before they filmed it for the documentary.
It is one of those, Martin, that you don't have to be a massive fan of rugby league. It's just a good sports documentary. It's about the characters and the personalities and the story of this tour to New Zealand and Papua New Guinea, isn't it?
Yeah, and I very much enjoyed the work of John Bentley, who Rugby Union fans will know as well, because he was a Rugby Union international as well as a Rugby League international, but also very uncompromising in his choice of humour, which was good to see. But yeah, I mean, if you just want to see the way a sort of touring party is set up and, you know, everything that's done to try and weld them together and create this kind of morale you need to go on an overseas tour and be away from home for a while, it's quite interesting from that aspect as well. So, and it's on the BBC iPlayer now, so well worth watching.
I'm looking at it here. It says it might be on this Sunday at 11:45. So it might be putting it on
the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
So there we are. That was this afternoon's show. We'll do it all again on Monday, pouring over the end of the Premier League season. Andy will either be very happy or gutted. he'll either be ranting or he'll be very relaxed. Who knows? So tune in if you can on Monday. If not, the podcast will be available at around 5. Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.